This is Nate Gibby with Canyon Rim is Community, and today we're speaking with Dean McGovern, the Executive Director of the Benyon Community Service Center at the University of Utah. Dean, thanks so much for your time, and why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about the Benyon Center?
The Benyon Center is the, obviously, as you mentioned, the Community Service Center at the University of Utah. We get faculty and students involved in community projects and community engagement all across the valley and across Salt Lake. We have a three-pronged purpose, the first of which is to provide deeply engaged community learning experiences to our students. We know that service is a solution to a lot of the problems facing us, and getting more and more people involved in the solutions to those problems is really critical. So we want every student at the university to have that experience and to be part of the solution. Secondly, we want to make an impact in the community. So in addition to providing learning experiences for our students and helping them to develop their civic competencies, we want to make an impact on the issues that are affecting our community, our neighborhoods. So we want to move the needle on homelessness, on environmental degradation, on food access, on air quality, on any manner of issues that are affecting our community. We want to move the needle on those. We want to be part of that solution. And then third and finally, we want to connect the teaching, research, and scholarship that happens on campus with the issues in the community. So we have all kinds of research and scholarship happening. We want to make it civically involved and be part of the solutions.
So how long has the Benyon Center been operating?
We just finished celebrating our 30th anniversary.
And how does that compare to other institutions or service organizations?
That's a good question, Nate. As far as I can tell, we are the second center of its type in the United States and the first at a public institution.
That's great. Yeah. So how, of course, you mentioned that the Benyon Center is doing a lot within the university between the research and students. How does it impact people who are not affiliated with the university?
Well, we all live in the community and we all have issues that affect our lives, whether they're national issues or local issues. And one thing that's universal among the human condition is suffering. People are suffering whether they come from money or have money or have very little in terms of money. People are experiencing homelessness. People are experiencing food access. People are experiencing illness. People are related to people that are needing intentional senior care. People have children that have issues, that have needs. And so we're all connected through that human condition. And as university students, we want to create civic leaders. In whatever field students are going into, we want to create civic professionals. So if you're going to be an accountant or a nurse or a CEO of a corporation, a doctor, a writer, a cab driver, whatever you're going to become, we want you to be thinking about your community in addition to what it is you're doing for a career. We want you to be a part of solving the problems that surround us.
So, of course, when you speak of problems, many of us aren't necessarily familiar with a lot of the problems that exist. Yes, we might see an increase in homelessness, for example, mm-hmm. As we drive around downtown, or we might see more people panhandling. Mm-hmm. But for those of us who may feel like they're in at least a comfortable position, mm-hmm. and we may be completely oblivious to other things or needs that exist in our community, what would you tell us in terms of the most pressing issues that face our community here in Salt Lake?
Well, probably the most visible, or sometimes invisible, would probably be air quality. We hear there's a lot of written about it, there's a lot of talk about it, and it seems to be a persistent problem in the valley. There are food access problems. Fresh food is not available in a variety of locations, and some people have real easy access to it and some people don't. That doesn't altogether correspond to how much money you have or where you or what neighborhood you're in. Sometimes, people have described Federal Heights, for example, as a food desert. There's no grocery store within walking distance, and that can be a problem. But for the most part, if you're looking at some of the communities and neighborhoods that don't have community gardens, don't have access to fresh produce that's readily accessible, that's an issue. We have an aging population, seniors who need help with daily activities, getting around. They might have a condition that prevents them from getting out of their house. They need to be visited. They need to have human contact. So that's one area. We have young children that need to be kept active and need to be tutored. We have literacy problems. We have a rising, and we're a very welcoming community. We have a rising population of newly immigrated or refugee status individuals into the community. They need to be helped with their English skills or job training or retraining. We have a literacy program at the Benyon Center that helps kids get up to speed and reading proficiency. These are all issues that affect us, and if they affect anyone in our community, they affect everyone in our community.
So what can I as an individual do about these problems? You've enumerated everything from environmental issues to social issues, employment language, you name it, mm-hmm. education. One, it can look like it's a little daunting with so many problems. Mm-hmm. But two, I also look at that and think, okay, I'm just a normal, average, everyday individual. How can I make an impact with all of that need?
Yeah, and we hear that a lot here at the center. Sometimes students come in wide-eyed and they want to make a difference and they're not sure how they can. And I think that's where we can be helpful. Gandhi taught us that it's the action we take and not necessarily the fruit of our action that's most important. And I tend to agree. We might not ever know the results of our service and our contribution. But we do know that if we do absolutely nothing, there will be no result. And so what I try to encourage students, faculty, staff, anyone who kind of darkens the doorstep of the Benyon Center, I would encourage them to take action, think about ways in which they can make a contribution, and we can plug them into different areas that they're passionate about. Here at the university, we connect students to areas that connect with their major or something they grew up doing, something that they have become familiar with and want to make change in the world. And so we encourage action. We encourage people to do something rather than nothing. And we have lots of options for that.
That's excellent. Now, we're going to hear from you, of course, on July 26th. You'll be our symposium speaker. Can you give us a little teaser as to what we might hear and learn about on July 26th?
Sure. Well, you mentioned before that individuals can often feel overwhelmed by the complexity of a problem or an issue. I'd like to talk about that, and I'd like to share with individuals some strategies for overcoming that. Another issue that happens with individuals is that we have, especially in this country, in the United States, we have several role models, historical role models, or what I like to call almost mythical proportions, these people who have made such an impact and such a difference that they've become our historical heroes. And because we can't live up to them, like Abraham Lincoln or Maya Angelou or Oprah Winfrey or Martin Luther King Jr., that we don't feel like we rise to that level as an individual, and therefore we can't make a difference like they did. And that is something that needs to be dispelled. And I'd like to spend a little time on the 26th talking about that.
Excellent. So the Benyon Center also has another service project that we're going to be engaging in with our CanyonRim Cares weekend called Bags to Beds.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's an exciting project that was started by one of our all-star students here at the Benyon Center. And she came in. She is a pre-med major with a little bit of a background of crocheting. Her mother taught her how to crochet as a child, and she never really took a shine to it, but learned the skills nonetheless. When she got to taking some of her courses here at the U, she learned about thermodynamics, and she learned a little bit through some of her social science work about the homelessness problem in Salt Lake City. And her mind got working, and she thought that a lot of people that are experiencing homelessness are finding themselves having to sleep in place, in parks, on sidewalks, in vestibules, and spend the night in cold conditions. And through her study of thermodynamics, started to understand that having air in between bedroll mats could actually keep someone warm and help them survive through the night. So, with a little bit of work on the internet and a little bit of research, she found that people were crocheting old or formerly used grocery bags, the plastic grocery bags, and crocheting them into different products like bags and hats and different items. And she thought she could get, if she could get a bunch of people to crochet 4 feet by 6 foot bedrolls, she could then pass those out to folks who are experiencing homelessness and finding themselves having to sleep in place on cold winter nights and actually survive the night. And so she has been and has recruited others, and we have started this project where we are collecting old plastic grocery bags, turning them, cutting them into strips, what we call plarn, plastic yarn, rolling balls of plarn, and then using the plarn to crochet these bedrolls for folks who need them.
So don't throw away your plastic grocery sacks.
No, I think you should bring them on Saturday, July 28th.
And in fact, if you do, we'll give you a raffle ticket to go into the drawing for the prizes we're getting donated from local businesses.
Great. And we'll show you how to crochet and make plarn as well.
Excellent. So let's say you've got somebody who wants to do something and they have no idea where to start. What would you tell them?
I'd say, first of all, what are you interested in? Not everyone can do everything. That's one of the problems with being overwhelmed. You have to direct your personal skills and also affinities towards the issues that matter. Unfortunately, Nate, we live in a world that is replete with problems and issues, and so there are plenty of those to go around. And so we really need everyone on board. We need all hands on deck. But with the beauty of diversity, not everyone is interested in the same things. And so go to where your strengths are, go to where your affinities are, and try to make a difference in those areas.
Excellent. Thanks for your time, Dean. We look forward to hearing from you on July 26th at our symposium for the Canyon Rim Cares Weekend. We sure appreciate your time. We look forward to hearing from you.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Nate.